Matthew 7.
He said, house upon the rock, yeah?
Right.
House upon the rock.
Matthew Gospel 7 verse 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, this is Jesus talking, and does them, I will liken the person to a wise man. You're wise. Who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came. The winds blew and beat upon that house. And it did not fall. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is likened unto a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and the fall was great. Interesting. If you look at it both ways, whether you build on the rock or you build on the sand, Jesus says one thing is certain. The winds will blow. One thing is certain. The rain will fall. And it's the nature of life. You see people say, all I just want is a smooth sail. Yeah, that's the prayer. Amen. But in the world, you face persecutions. That's what Jesus said in John 16. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The poet will say, life is not a bed of roses. But Jesus says, build on the rock. He says, if you build on the rock, there is peace for you. And so we started looking at how to now be a wise man and to build on the rock. We said, Jesus explained it by simply saying, it means to what? To do the word. Is that not what we're looking at? Huh? It means to follow the word, to do the word. Don't forget, last week we looked at Psalm 127, where it said, except the Lord builds a house, the labor in vain that build it, except the Lord watches the city. Those who watch over, they stay awake in vain. Psalm 127 verse 1. So it means, he explains the life of a believer, our day-to-day living, as building. We are building something. Jesus says, it's where you build. You know, he later mentioned you count the cost. But this time he's saying where you build. Are you building on a rock? Or are you building on sinking sand? So, his word. The question is, because we are all Christians, right? Any Christian in the house? So one dumb baby was arguing online and said, so they said a particular lady converted to Islam. You know, at least why we're praying, amen. There are too many churchgoers who are not even born again. She converted. So the guy wrote, he said, she did not convert to Islam. She reverted back to type. That is, he said, everybody was born Islam. I said, ah. So people started saying, no, this is a foolish statement. So he mentioned, said, tell me if Jesus is a Christian and I'll convert. Does that make any sense? Christian means Christ-like. How can the Christ be Christ-like? It doesn't make any sense. You already, it's a fallacy already. Amen. How can Christ be Christ-like? You say, you walk like Orwell. No, I'm Orwell. Amen. You guys say, you talk like pastor. Doesn't make any sense. So Jesus cannot be a Christian. He's Christ. What led us to that? Eh? No, something led to it. I just said I was going to mention it, so I had to mention it. No. Converted care. Eh? Are you building on rock or sand? Okay. Is that what I said? So we said, life is, you're building something. So we said, yeah, what was my head was, how many, we are Christians, right? So I said, if you're a Christian, that's what led to that. So take note next time. So I said, if you're a Christian, raise your hands. Alright, and being Christian means that you hear God's word, you hear sermons. There's nobody here that can put a number to how many sermons you've listened to. You can't put a number. You can't even gauge. On the spot, you have to go back home and then start calculating years. You can't gauge because you've listened to as many as possible. But there is no difference, I've told you, between someone who listens and does not do it and someone who never heard it. The one who never heard God's word gets the same thing as the one who heard and never did anything about it. The blessing of God's word is not for those who heard. It's for those who heard to do. It's I hear to do. It's for those who hear it to do it. That's what James says in James 1. He says, the one who hears and does the word is blessed. So it's not just, oh, I heard. You know how many sermons I listen to per week? No. It's how many sermons you listen to do them. So Jesus says, the wise man is the one that hears my sayings and does it. He said, by so doing, he built his house on the rock. God's word must give you direction. Now that sounds cliche. It sounds like something you've heard many times before, but look up. I mean what I just said now. Let God be the one giving you direction. Direction is too important in life. It's too important. It's too vital. Many people just live every day, you know? You know, just live. No direction. What are people doing? I'll just do it. What everyone saying now? I'll just say, no, that can't be your life. Imagine you bought a plane and the pilots, oftentimes you don't hear what they are saying. You just hear, you just believe that we are going to land. Amen. Attention, please. Attention, please. You do every other thing. You have fasten your seatbelt. After that, not altitude. Altitude. In the name of Jesus, let just land. But imagine you can hear what they say clearly, and the pilot says, attention, please, where are we landing? You know, that's not one chance. That's no chance. You've entered no chance. See, today is my first day. I can imagine the Nigerian in you coming out. Today is my first day. Actually, I've never even been to this kind of height before. Sorry, how do we land? Because you expect the pilot to have direction. So it's not just, I want to fly. Mm-mm, I'm flying somewhere. Right? Direction. It's too important. I remember some years ago, I told you the story of, I heard the story, yeah. So, of Professor George was driving his kids on Todd Milland, and the kid said, one of the children said, Daddy, that guy is faster than us. Let us beat him. Let us run. And the father said, do you know where he's going to? What a question. What a question. I know some of you do that on the road. Amen. Me, I'm not there. I've only raced the car once. Just once. We're just racing. We're just enjoying. The road was free. I don't like it. Amen. Don't like it. Rochelle is recording this now so that I can. The other day he was telling me that I run faster than him. I don't think so. Amen. Do I? If you deny me. So the father said, do you know where he is going to? What a question. You don't even know who is there. You don't know if he's an armed robber that they are chasing. And he has to run. You don't know if he's trying to rush the wife to the hospital. You just see someone running and you want to run. Has to be, right? That's how some of us live. Oh, everybody's doing this. So I will do this. This is where everybody's going to now. This is the reigning thing now. So I will follow suit. May you not run your life in the wrong direction. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Direction. Too important. Too vital. Imagine someone who wants to be a lawyer. And all secondary school long, he was helping them. He was doing integrated science and he went to chemistry and physics. He was even the best student in further mathematics and biology. Then he got to JAMB and I said, I want to be a lawyer. We JAMB not JAMB him. Huh? JAMB we JAMB him. Because you know you are a brilliant student. But you're in the wrong lane. So you must set out your life with objectives. The book of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your mind, verse 5.
Turn there. Are you with me this morning? Proverbs 3. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Again, this is the mantra of the one who is building on the rock. That house on the rock is about God's direction. It's about hearing God's word to do it. In a year, the least number of sermons you hear in a year is probably 50. There are 52 Sundays in every year. If you attend midweek service, that's another 52. That's 104. Teaching meetings, workers meetings, retreat itself already has about 8 to 9. Workers meeting has zone. Cell meeting, go. How about all those after service, unit meetings? Study group review. How many times do you actually hear God's word? If God's word is producing in you what it talks about, you should be better than this. You should hear him more, better than this. Your life should show his fullness the more. But you know the trick of the devil? You can hear as long as you don't do it. And that's what, these are just basics in the Christian faith. You hear to do. Basic. You hear to do. You don't just hear, oh, I was in church. You don't come to church to mark attendance. You come to hear what God is saying so that you can use it in the week. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. So you must know where you are going. And where you're going must be where God is going or where God is leading you to go. Because before you can say, sorry, I have taken a very new taste in politics. I am not a politician, but recently elections are coming, so every time election is coming, I enjoy politics. Especially when it's nice. It's spicier now. It used to be just be PDP and then brush these people and then we just go, you know. But now it's spicier. You understand? It's spicier. Abi, bro, that is spicy. Even though Brother Pam has his own parties too. And someone was saying something on Twitter. He said, oh, so the battle of the north is won. You can't say battle is won until you ask what the objective of the battle is. Now, that is because I know the person saying it. So what I was saying was not politics. It was not about politics at all. It just came to my head that you can't say you have won the battle. You can't call anything a success, really, until you ask the objective. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. I told someone, I said, a suicide bomber did not lose his life. The objective was to lose his life. It was a success. The objective was to lose his life with others. Maybe he's expecting 7 virgins somewhere, right? Or a mansion on a golden mansion in a golden land. Whatever he's expecting, fine. He will fail in that one. But as far as it's concerned mortally, he did not lose his life. He was a success. I hate this club so much, but let me talk about them. Tottenham. Instead of talking about Chelsea. Chelsea is irrelevant in the scheme of things. Tottenham. Let me talk about Tottenham. They were losing matches. Now, for the reference of those listening to this teaching, many years to come, 2024-2025 season in Premier League, English Premier League. They were losing matches because they wanted to win Europa. They had their mandate set out. They didn't care. They lost 22 matches out of 38. For a supposedly big club, that's big. That's too much. So much that they sacked the coach. But they had another competition they just wanted to win. So whether they lost in this one, they didn't. So at the end of everything, you say they won. Sometimes you lose to win. Arsenal, that was winning matches. They did not win anything. Before you call me out, I'm an Arsenal fan. I've been an Arsenal fan since 2000. Last week made it 25 years. Oju Tiri? I don't see Shege. There's no load that you want to take me to as an Arsenal fan. I've seen the lowest. They should not surprise me. This is, you've seen the lowest. So, you see what I'm saying? Sometimes,
objectives are different. Until you know the objective, you can't say this is a success. You need to ask, what direction am I going in life? You're serving Jesus. To what end? To what end? So you must have clearly defined objectives. That's when you can say you are truly one. You must build on the word. The word of God must be where you get direction from. That's why comparison is stupid. What I say? Is what? It's stupid. Doesn't make any sense. What if where I'm going to is not where you're going to? I was driving to work earlier this week and a car was meant to wait because I was already, it was a very slim place. So it's meant to wait. And he just blocked. He had space at his back. I don't. There's someone already behind me. So he had space to just reverse and then we all go and so he parked there. And I was telling someone, where I'm going to is far. I was in front of my office. I can park the car. If push comes to shove, I will park the car and I will go. You'll be shocked. And I'll not come out. They forget that me, my toe, the cashier. But what I'm saying is, don't tell people, do you know where I'm going to? That's the issue. So I said, I will delay you too. You're not delaying me. Number one, if I get to the office late, nobody's crazy. I can see your ID card. Clinical representative. Meaning that, if you don't go and represent early, they can unrepresent you. Amen. You can just get there and just say you are now a customer. I am not representing anybody. If I like, I can go back home. You might be collecting money more than me, but I'm not going to represent anybody. Imagine him comparing. He felt, I'm also rushing to work. I'm not rushing you. I don't want to go. Comparison in life is useless. It's a facet. It's a false metric. Oh, this person is doing this. So, let me do this. I'm going to talk about this much during the workers' meeting. Because sometimes we live our lives based on comparing our lives with others. What is Lagbaja doing? How am I faring compared to Tamedo? No. Life is for the living. Amen. Imagine yourself, you're comparing yourself to... Okay, there's the story of this guy. One of my guys went to school with a guy whose father is very wealthy. He's a politician, I won't mention the name. He's a politician who just told his son, go and get a law degree. He didn't say become a lawyer. You know, there are two different things. To become a lawyer or a barrister, you've got to go to law school. He didn't say, just get a certificate. And he has some companies already to inherit. So, you are not going to school to get a certificate. You have to become the barista. The bar. Somebody say the bar. You seen that video online? Have you seen that video? I don't know if you have come across that video. Like, a young lady didn't say, somebody say the bar. Somebody say Esquire. You have to get scholarship. Your father is not a politician. He doesn't have company. He's tapping palm wine somewhere. I'm not mocking anything. The financial status are different. You now go to class and say, this one is just always sleeping in class. Me too, I was sleeping in class. Ah. You have to get 80. He needs 40. He can afford to do anything. As long as that 40, till the end of law school, not law school, till the end of university, he gets his certificate and goes back home and is ready the GMD. The CEO of somewhere. Imagine comparing your life to that person. And you two are saying, oh, I don't need to go to class. After all, he's not going to class. As long as I get 40. Then you now finish, now say, you now see the Rolls Royce that came to pick him on graduation day. And you are ordering Uber. And rider is cancelled. Because the price you put does not glorify God. Don't compare your lives. Amen. I remember in year one that I had gone to another school for 2 years. So when we got to Unilag and I was doing year one, it was not year one. It was like we're playing. I wasn't going to class like that. I was just going to class to match attendance. There's only one to teach there. I taught as a jam bite. I was teaching jam class. So I don't know what you were teaching. And there were guys who were copying me then. I've shared this story many times. So we stay in the hostel, play PlayStation. I was writing blogs. That was what I was doing. I was just going to, I liked internet in DLI, so I just go there, use the internet to upload my blog. And these guys were copying me. When the result came out, one of them came to me and said, but we're all playing game together. You see, your issue was you did not ask where I was coming from. You compared too much. Same thing in middle school. So, a roommate asked me one time, said, you don't read at night. He said, so me too, I will not read at night. I laughed. I said, but have you asked why I don't read at night? He didn't ask. Did you ask what I do at night? He didn't ask. Do you know what me and God said as per night? He did not ask. He didn't do anything. You just woke up in the morning and said, this guy does not read at night. I will not read at night. You are stupid. Degrade me I want. Is that what you want? You don't want what I want to. Can you see that comparison? Everyone is laughing now. But in the grand scale of things, that's how a lot of us live. You're looking at someone's status. You're saying, saved. Screenshot. Pakam, chakam. You have a lot of screenshots of what you want to be. If you be it, you'll be emasculate. Two different, 89 different personalities. Only you want to be it. Why not just let God direct your life? Are you with me this morning? In the work of ministry, you have to be clear what's this about. In your life, be clear. What are my objectives? Where am I going to? Where is my destination? So that you will know success and failure. There are folks who married for photo ops. You don't know. No, I'm serious. So there are people who they will sign contracts. It's for content. Content. There is a number of content you must shoot a week. It's marriage, oh. There are people who married for business. Your father owns this, my father owns this. To ensure that we keep our mutual investment and relationship going. My daughter will marry your son. You are not disturbing your husband. Now when are we going to go and do photo shoot? You marry F1 ops now. Amen. See this couple. See how many photo shoots they have. That's their life. That's their marriage. They are keeping their marriage together. Are you listening to me? So you don't know. Why are we here? Why am I listening to God's word? You know, there's something about Sunday morning that's the time you are tired, that you want to sleep. It should not be like that actually anymore. Amen. It should not. Sunday morning should be, I'm up. Amen. You should not be struggling with Sunday morning. How many years in your life? But let's see. But you know, there's a night you just be Sunday morning. I just want to rest this morning. I just want to rest. Like on the seventh day, let me enter into my rest. But yet, you pick your Bibles, you dress up, and you come to church. That must give your life some meaning. That must give your life some meaning. You can't be running a rat race. Where are you going? What are you building? And where are you building it? Are you building on a rock? We say, what does it mean to build on a rock? Remind me? To hear God's word, to do it. So you must have clear-cut objectives. I was talking to a pastor. He's in Ikorodu. He sees me like a mentor, but I'm not a mentor to anyone like that. He said, my father. I said, Father Ambo. So I was talking to a friend. Were you on the call when I was talking to my friend? Yes. So we're talking, and we're talking about the pastor, so he knows him. So I said, because he was his disciple. He was his own disciple in Ibadan. But I was the one overseeing our fellowship. So he said, your disciple reached out to me. He's pastor in the corridor and all that. He said, yes. That he said something about my father. He said, you are his father. And I said, eh? So we both laughed. I said, when I see my son, I will recognize him. Amen. And my son cannot be this elderly man. They're talking about an over 30-year-old man. He's telling me I'm his father. How? When did I born you? Hallelujah. So we're talking, and I told him. So he said something. He said, the church wants to start something on that on TikTok. I have nothing against any platform.
Of course, you know my life. I'm very conservative, not a bit. I can be very conservative in the sense that I like the light shining on Jesus, not me. Amen. If you want to know more about that, you can say Glorious House Church Pastor and you'll not see my photo online. Amen. I don't want it. So I told him, if you say you're following Glorious House Church, we don't have a TikTok. I said, what do you want to do on TikTok? Preach the gospel? There's something like that in another way. I think the law air fire. All is saying in another way. Which other way again? How do you preach? Preach. If it's about preaching the gospel, you can go preach the gospel. There was a time sister Missy, what's the time Missy? We're doing I don't know if it's on TikTok, but was it daily review of some teachings and all that? Beautiful. I was liking, I love it. Baby girl. Eh? What's that saying? Baby girl, baby boy. You have to grow now. I mean, good. So he said, no, after service, they will do some things like, you know, the transitions. He said a lot of things. So I said, do you, and I told him I was going to use him in a sermon. I said, do you want to make impressions or you want to change lives? If you want to make impressions, you are on your right path. You'll be successful. Successful to God is another thing entirely. Do you want to just make impressions? He said, we'll do quiz. Say, Old Testament, New Testament. Old Testament. Imagine, so bro, face will line up like bro, face, bro, shola. Bro, Pam, with two children. Old Testament, New Testament. New Testament. Ah, Old Testament. I am not saying it is bad. Please listen to me. I am saying, when you started ministry, what was your goal? If the goal was the word, the church, and the mandate he gave us, we will not find us on TikTok doing Old Testament or New Testament. Because the goal is not to have impressions. The goal is to change lives, real people. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If changing lives will not mean us going on TikTok and doing something, we will do it. The goal is to change. See, direction is the important thing. Let God's word give you that direction. If there's no direction, you are running at a loss. You won't run at a loss. Israel left Egypt. They got to the promised land 40 years later. Men and brethren, the journey was meant to take 40 days. 40 days is about a month and 2 weeks. That's about 6 weeks. Right? Instead of 6 weeks, they use 40 years. Maybe sometimes we don't really reason it. Something that is meant to take 6 weeks took 40 years. What's the equivalent of that? 6 seconds. So someone do the math for me. The next week, you take it for me, please. Put it in seconds. Maybe you understand. 6 weeks! 40 years! Bring a 40-year-old man and bring a six-week-old baby. The journey was meant to take 6 weeks. They used 40 years. Why? They were journeying in circle. Why? They were not here to do. Moses will say this one. They will say, take us back to Egypt. Circles. May you not journey in circles. No direction. They were moving. But in circles. That's how some believers are living. Every day, you know, you are moving. I'm moving now. I'm hearing God's word now. Circles. No progress. Circles. Sometimes I begin to wonder, did they not realize that we've been here before? Like, nobody, okay, maybe some people, okay, they would have died. The generation that saw that place would have died. You should have realized that. Like 10 years ago, we were here. God's word gives us direction. Stay with it. Stop comparing your life with others. Find your purpose in God's plan. And stay with it. Shall I say that again? Find your own purpose and place. Find your purpose and place in God's plan. And stay with that.
In 1 Kings 19, Elijah said something. I have direction in the name of the Lord Jesus. I build on the rock. I don't journey in circles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Kings 19. Verse 11. So this is Elijah. He was trying to hear God. And he said, go forth, stand upon the mount up before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind tore the mountains apart. Oh, I love this. The Lord passed by. And a great strong wind tore the mountains apart. And broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after that, the earthquake, there was fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. Where was he? In a still small voice. The Lord is not in the wind. He's not in the trends. The Lord is not in the earthquake. Earthquakes are significant. Everybody feels the impact of an earthquake. At some point, some years ago, there was a storm in the US. I was there at that moment. And everybody felt it. It was a short travel, albeit. But everybody felt it. You can't say there was a storm and I did not feel anything. I didn't even know there was a storm. No. I did not know there was a storm. They even have name for it. The last one was Hillary. They say Hillary. They give it name. It's Nigeria that will just say, Owayeni. The beautiful thing about this country is that we don't have all those stuff. The natural disaster, they put it in Aso Rock. Every 4 years. I beg, don't put this on the table. And we also have names for the natural disasters. Agbotikuyo and all. We have natural disasters in 37 places. Amen. After the desert, we have local government. Natural disasters everywhere. That's, if we can just change it, what a blessed country. If some countries had the weather, the climate, the land, the resources Nigeria possess. I'm not a political pastor. I would have just been saying, that's nation building. You call me, you call me. It's kingdom building, amen. The church of God. That's what we are building. And we won't build in vain. Amen. You know, the Lord, so all I'm saying is that when you see a storm, nobody has to tell you that there's a storm. No! You see some whirlwinds and you say, woo, tornadoes. You see, earthquake, you know, you will feel it, even if it's not in your province. You say, that's the way it is. See, trends are loud. The media is loud, but the Lord is not in it. If there was an earthquake, the Lord was not in it. The wind, the Lord was not in it. There was fire. Have you been in a room that there's fire before? If you are, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, in the kitchen. Ladies are trying, you know. Like, when I stay in the kitchen, you're sweating. So what's going on? Even if you have a distractor, the heat is still there. Amen. You respect your wife for that at least. You know? Oil and all. You need to respect your husband. At least you cannot look prepared. Hallelujah. Just saying. Some of you ladies here don't even know how many units are left in your prepared. Lie. Sammy, should I call you out? You don't even care. There's just like Otto Green. That's it. When there's a fire, you know there's fire. But the Lord is not in it. So it doesn't mean, I'm feeling it. Everybody's doing it. It's so strong around me. Watch. He's in the still small voice. God is always using his word. He's always using his church. You see those sermons you are not listening to? That's where he is. That's where he is. He's not in trends. He's not in matters arising. He's not on Instagram. He's in his word. And you do the word. Psalm 119, 105. Verse 105 says, your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. That means if I want light on my journey, I go for the word. That means if I want light for my journey, I go for the word. That means in my journey, the word gives me light.
His word brings me light. His word brings me light. His word brings me light. This month, His word brings me light. This week, His word brings me light. I have light. You do?
I have light.
In Isaiah, Isaiah 30. Start to close soon. Isaiah 30. Must build on the word. Verse 21. I thought verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem, thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto you at the voice of your cry. And when he shall hear it, he will answer you. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity, the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. So the primary, see, you see what he said? He said, God will lead you by your teachers. So when he said, you will hear a voice behind you, is that of your teacher. He continues verse 21 from verse 20. He said, God has placed, he said, no matter what happens in the nation, water of affliction, tears, he said, but you see your teachers cannot be removed. God will always put in place people in your life for you to listen to. To Jesus, it was, to the disciples, it was Jesus. He said to them, if you hear what I am saying, and you do them, you are building on a rock. There are folks who don't believe in the pastoral ministry. Oh, fine. Whatever your experience is, it does not invalidate that God's church is God's primary way of speaking to believers. He's not going to go use Insta blog because you don't believe in church. Are you listening to me? A few bad eggs using the pulpit of God for something else does not invalidate that Christ is still at the center of his church talking. Are you listening to me? He says, your teachers will not be removed from you. They will never be pushed to a corner. You will hear a voice behind you. You will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. Hallelujah. So, how do I become wise? God's standard, God's way. He says, I must hear God's word to do it. I must take counsels. Proverbs 11. My sermon, Proverbs 11, but let's see. Verse 14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. You won't fall.
Amen.
Ah, I thought you said amen better.
Amen.
But in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. There is safety. So when you say, I hear a voice behind me, he says, that is God's church. That is a teacher talking. Build on the rock. And you have peace. Is that comparison? Is the thief of joy, so they say. It steals joy. Do you know where Kunle is right now? Well, Pastor, you don't understand what I'm saying. We were all together. Why not ask God, what do you want me to do? Where would you have me be? What will you have me say? How will you have me live? You see, I am sold out on God's plan. I trust Him with my life. I think you should. Of course, there are some points in your life where you sit down, you look at everything and say, and you know, there's something, I was talking to Broadway in my office the other day. What day was that? On Tuesday, yeah. And I was saying a lot of things. I said, you know, there are some things that are quite easy for me to do now. You know? But I know God's plan for my life. You've got to follow. You've got to stay in the script. Stay in the script. Find out God's plan for your life and never leave it. Never, never veer away from it. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the wind. He's not in the fire. Stop looking for Him in trends. Stop looking for Him in the loudness and distractions of the world. Stop looking for Him. He's not there. He's in the still small voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The still small voice. That's where he is. I find him there. You know, I love God's word. It brings life to me. No. Learn to pray. In prayer, you also find direction. Pray for my eyes close. You know, in Acts 13. Acts 13. Are you there? I wait for you. Verse 2. As they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work I have called them. Look at that. As they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, that means as they prayed, as they worshipped, God gave them a direction. This is how you are going to live your life. This is where you are going to go. Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. Are you with me? When last did you take a fast? Or is it old tradition? Unje, unje, lukumanje. Food, 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 food. You can't do without food in a day. Start to be why you laughing. Pastor. Before you know it, it was an egg. You forgot you were fast. Now drop your egg. Lord, I'm sorry. You are not sorry. There's someone close. There's a person close to your office that sell egg. You know it. You know how we. I'm not talking about. The one church is calling and say, "Oh, we are all fasting, congregational fast." You individually, when last you say, I'm setting apart this next 3 days, you know, to find out what God asks for me in the next 3 months. What does God want me to do? Who does He want me to talk to? Are there stuff I should be doing right now? Let people I should be reaching out to. Take a fast, pray. That is Christianity. Christianity is not. Get ready with me as I go to church. GRMM, Abiki Lumpi. GRWM. Transition. What do you guys think? Ask her. What is the Lord saying now? Did he talk? You are not a Gen Z Christian in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what to do every time. You know where to go every time. You know what to say every time. His Spirit leads you every time. You pray every time. You pray about it. You pray about it. You pray over it. You pray about it. You will never see prayer as last option. No, you see it as the first. Prayer is will be convenient for you. The leading of God's Spirit will be yours. Must go away from all those kind of nonsense Christianity. Get ready with me. That's only in church. Making content of. So guys, welcome to church with me. Get in, watch a video. If I catch that phone. So, I'm not really feeling. Nadu. After vlog, with that audible voice. I'm not really feeling the music team, or whatever they call it here. Did I catch that fool? It's not here, definitely. Usher, if you see anybody feel me anything, collect it. Help them switch it off. And tell them we already have film. We have, it's not film that are filming, it's like this. Go and watch on YouTube. Oh. Build your life. On what God is saying. If He's not saying anything, build it on what He has said. Fast, pray. See, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. That means children of God are led by God's Spirit. That means there's never a time we are without the leading of God. He leads us every time. He leads us to know what to do, where to go, how to go about it. Don't say, I don't know how to go about it. Let God lead you. Let me tell you how to go about it. But never compare yourself with others. Why you're comparing yourself with someone who is building on the sand? He wants you to build on the rock. He wants you to build on the rock. Life is fickle if you don't find out what God is saying. Life is vain without finding purpose in God's plan. To see beyond today, build on the rock. Don't live life anyhow. I'm just building. Let me just build anything. How many of you are doing? Let me just build anything. Today, how is today going to go? What will be, will be. No, what will not be? You make it be. Amen. You make it be and you make it not be. Right, whatever happens to me now, whatever. No, it's not whatever. I live by the word. I don't follow the earthquakes and the wind. Amen. And the fire. They are loud, but they are not my leading. Not everything that is loud should lead you. The fact that it's loud does not mean it is true. Let God lead you. Let Him give you a purpose. And I pray you find it. Can you pray for yourself? Pray for yourself this morning. Build on the word. The house upon the rock. Pray for yourself.